Welcome to the Elon Musk podcast, where we bring you the latest news and insights on one of the most innovative and controversial figures of our time. I'm your host, Will Walden. Now join us as we delve into the world of Elon, exploring his groundbreaking projects in space exploration, EVs, and renewable energy, and analyze his impact on the tech industry and society as a whole. From the launch of SpaceX's Starlink satellites to the unveiling of Tesla's Cybertruck, we'll cover it all and give you our take on what it means for the future of technology and humanity. Now, in the latest news, Elon Musk's SpaceX has launched the first batch of its next-generation Starlink internet satellites as it upgrades and builds out its orbiting network. The Falcon 9 rocket carried 21 of the satellites, known as V2 mini satellites, into orbit on Monday. The satellites represent the first iteration of Starlink's Gen 2 plans, which the Federal Communications Commission authorized in December. And before the launch, SpaceX highlighted the improved capabilities of the V2 mini satellites, such as more powerful phased array antennas and new Argon hull thrusters for maneuvering in orbit. The company said the V2 mini satellites add about four times as much network capability per satellite compared with its prior iterations. Now, as SpaceX continues to build out its Starlink network, it's becoming increasingly clear that the company is positioned to become a major player in the satellite industry. The increased network capacity of the V2 mini satellites will enable SpaceX to provide faster and more reliable internet service to its growing customer base. And with the launch of its next-gen satellites, SpaceX is once again demonstrating its commitment to revolutionizing the way we connect to the internet. Now, moving on to another exciting development. Elon Musk's Tesla has been generating buzz with the upcoming release of the Cybertruck. Musk has been teasing fans with hints and glimpses of the futuristic pickup truck for months, and with the company's highly anticipated Investor Day approaching on March 1st, the excitement continues to grow. Musk has been sharing snippets of information to reinforce the idea that the Cybertruck is a game-changing vehicle that will alter the way pickup trucks are perceived and designed in the future. For example, he recently indicated that the vehicle is made with a, quote, new metal in response to an article from Tasmanian on the metal used by Tesla. Now, Tesla's Cybertruck is attacking a highly strategic market, particularly in the United States, where pickup trucks are one of the largest segments, representing several million units each year. It is, therefore, above all, the performance and services of a utility vehicle that will make the pickup a credible alternative to the existing and future competition. Now, aside from the Cybertruck, Tesla is also making strides in renewable energy with its solar panel offerings. Tesla's Solar Roof, for example, is a unique approach to solar energy that involves installing solar panels directly onto a home's roof rather than on top of a traditional roof. Now, the Solar Roof is designed to be aesthetically pleasing while also providing clean, renewable energy to homeowners. Now, Tesla's Powerwall home battery system allows homeowners to store energy generated by their solar panels for use at a later time. This is especially useful during power outages or periods of high demand when the electrical grid is strained. Tesla's renewable energy products are helping to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels and move us closer to a sustainable energy future. And of course, Elon Musk is not just making waves in the field of space exploration, electric vehicles, and renewable energy. He's also making headlines for his philanthropic efforts, including his recent $100 million donation to fund the XPRIZE carbon removal competition. This competition aims to find innovative solutions for removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and storing it permanently. The competition will award $50 million to the team that can demonstrate a scalable and viable solution for carbon removal, with another $50 million going towards further development and implementation of the winner solution. Now, this initiative is part of Musk's larger goal of addressing climate change and reducing our reliance on fossil fuels. Musk has also been very vocal about the transition to renewable energy and has often called on governments and businesses to take more aggressive action to combat climate change. Another area where Musk has been pushing boundaries is with his Neuralink venture, which aims to create brain-machine interfaces that could one day allow humans to commute directly with computers and other devices. This technology has the potential to revolutionize the way we interact with technology and could lead to achievements in fields such as medicine and education. Now, Musk has also been very vocal about space exploration, and SpaceX is leading the charge in making space travel more accessible and affordable. And the company has successfully launched and landed reusable rockets, making it possible to significantly reduce the cost of space travel. Now, SpaceX is also working on a Starship, which is a spacecraft designed to take humans to the moon, to Mars and beyond. And the company also working on plans to use its rockets to provide fast and efficient intercontinental travel on Earth. Now, as we continue to follow the exciting developments and innovations coming out of Elon Musk's companies, it's clear that he's a visionary leader who's not afraid to take risks and challenge the status quo. His ambitious goals and relentless pursuit of innovation have already had a profound impact on the tech industry and the world as a whole, and we can only imagine what he has in store for us in the years to come. And finally, today, let's talk a little bit of Twitter news. Twitter's been in a state of flux since Elon Musk took over as the CEO in October, with more than half of the company's workforce laid off under his leadership. Now, while Musk has been focused on reorganization and making sure that everything is in order, and he's also been vocal about the need for a new CEO to take over at some point in the future, that time may come sometime soon. This is where Steve Davis, the CEO of The Boring Company, another one of Elon's companies, comes into play. According to a recent report from Platformer, Davis may be the front runner to replace Musk as the CEO of Twitter. Davis played a significant role in the recent round of layoffs at Twitter, calling managers at the social media platform to identify exceptional employees. This has led employees across all levels of the company to speculate that Davis is being groomed as Musk's successor. Now, Davis has become increasingly involved with Twitter in recent months. In December, The Information reported that he tasked to find ways to cut about $500 million in operating costs at the company. Davis ended up slashing about $1 billion by terminating some contracts with outside companies and negotiating others down. Davis has become increasingly involved with Twitter in recent months. In December, The Information reported that he was tasked with finding ways to cut about $500 million in operating costs at the company. Now, Davis ended up slashing about $1 billion by terminating some contracts with outside companies and negotiating others down. This move has cemented his position as a key player at Twitter and has further fueled speculation that he could be in line to take over as the CEO. Now, Davis became the CEO of Musk's tunnel construction company, The Boring Company, in 2019. And prior to this, he worked with Musk at SpaceX, and the two have been working together since 2003. And The Information also reported that Davis has taken a page out of Musk's playbook by sleeping at Twitter headquarters in San Francisco, along with his partner and newborn baby, in a makeshift bedroom in the office. Now, meanwhile, Musk has been actively searching for a new CEO to take over at Twitter for months. And in December, he even tweeted a poll asking users if he should step down from his role at the company, with 57.5% of voters saying he should resign. However, Musk said that at the time, there is no successor to him currently, and that he planned to step back from the social media platform over time. Now, as Musk continues to focus on reorging Twitter and preparing for the future, it remains to be seen who will take over as CEO when he steps down. While Steve Davis being groomed as a possible successor, it will be interesting to see how the situation plays out in the coming months. Now, regardless of who ultimately takes over as CEO, it's clear that Twitter will continue to be a major player in the social media landscape with an impact that extends far beyond the virtual world. The Elon Musk podcast will continue to bring the latest news and insights on all things Elon Musk, from his groundbreaking projects in space exploration, EVs, and renewable energy, to his philanthropic efforts and visions for the future.